You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. Welcome to the Refresh Radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. Today's Modern Worship. My name's Bob Arthurs. We're going to spend the next half hour with you today talking about the Word of God. We're going back to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. We talked about several things last week. We talked about justification. We talked about the process that God uses. So we're justified by faith. We talked about the peace of God that comes through our Lord Jesus Christ and the process that God uses. God is a God of order. He's not haphazard. He's very strategic. And I think it would be to our benefit if we remind ourselves of that from time to time. And so we're going to dive into that. We're going to talk about some things we haven't talked about. We're going to talk about that through whom we have faith, through Jesus, we have access by faith into grace and what that yields in our lives today. So that's where we're going to be. But I want to take just a moment to say thank you to the folks at Treasure Your Landscape. Dan and Treasure and their team, they've been around for a long, long time. They're a licensed and insured family business based in Merritt Island, but they travel all throughout Brevard County, and they are really, really good at what they do. They're passionate about it. They're excellent at what they do, and they have a full array of products. They have landscape lighting, water features, landscape repair, paver installation. They have putting greens. They've got artificial turf, which has longer nap to it. They can do drains and downspouts. They can do everything from the designing, the planting, the maintaining, all of those sorts of things. One of the things that I saw advertised on their Facebook page here a couple of weeks ago was they had installed a bocce ball court. I know absolutely nothing about bocce ball. I know even less about a bocce ball court, but they know about it, and they were able to install that. It looked out absolutely beautiful. And so if you're looking for something like that, they can make that happen as well. They're also have Space Coast Nursery, which is at 3880 North Courtney Parkway, Merritt Island, Florida. It's north of the Barge Canal. It's on the east side of the road. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. Phone number there is 321-452-5565. Number for Treasure Your Landscapes, 321-749-1432. Now, I want to tell you about what happened to me. This was not quite 2 weeks ago. I was in my office. I was getting ready to come in to do a radio broadcast, and up pulled Treasure Your Landscape into the parking lot. I went out, I talked to the guys, and they said, hey, we've got another person coming here in just a moment. It was Pastor Luis Barrios, who's a friend of mine. So I went out and hugged his neck. He said, what are you doing here? And I said, well, I'm getting ready to go to the radio station. But there were two of our plants. They had been impacted by the frost, but they still showed a little bit of life in them. But they said, we've come to plant these things in their place. And the first guy said, where do you want them? And I said, look, I don't know anything at all about this. I said, Dan, you know, sends the people out, and, you know, they know what they're doing. All I do is stand back and look at the beautiful work that they do. Dan and Treasure and their team, they just do wonderful, wonderful work. They want to make your outdoors an atmosphere that your family will treasure. They may be a great resource for you. I know there's still lots of plant replacements and things like that going. Space Coast Nursery has a wonderful selection of products, and they may be a great resource for you that can get your yard looking better than it's ever looked before. So we thank them. They love Jesus. They're friends of the Refresh Radio program, and we are blessed to know them and to thank them for their support of the Refresh Radio program. Romans chapter 5, verse number 1, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. So I want to talk to you today out of verse number 2 is where we're going to begin. Through whom also we have access by faith into this grace. We talked about that. It goes on. There's another prepositional phrase there. It says, in which we stand. A lot of times when we are talking about our spiritual taking a stand, we will talk about Galatians chapter 6, where it talks about having done all to stand and withstand. And the word stand and withstand is mentioned a number of times. We talk about taking a stance in spiritual warfare. Here it talks about that believers, because of we're able to access the unmerited favor of God through faith, that it is that grace, that favor, that causes us to be able to stand, not be whipped around, not just to be haphazardly uprooted or anything like that, but to be able to stand for the glory of God. We're still standing. No matter what storms, no matter what background we have been grafted into the relationship we have with God, we are abiding in Him, and the grace of God enables us to stand victoriously. I like to say this. As far as I know, I'm the one that coined this phrase. If I'm not, I'm okay with that. It's a good phrase. I'm going to use it. And that is this: that God always leads His people in triumphal procession. That's not new. That's scripture. So as believers, we have been sentenced by God to victory. So our judicial standing, our justification, enables us to stand in the grace of God, because we have most favored status with Him. You know, There is a condition on the world stage whereby the United States government has issued most favored nation status. And some of the people, some of the countries who have been issued most favored nation status like to reap the financial benefit that comes from that condition. And they also try and undermine the nation who's granted that most favored nation status to them. Believers in the Lord Jesus Christ should not be that way. We should realize that since we are justified by God, that God has given us the grace that is necessary through our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have peace with him, that all of heaven is backing us up so that we can stand. We can stand victoriously. Not only does that grace enable us to stand during the most hostile of attacks or circumstances, but it also causes us to rejoice. And to we rejoice, it says here, in hope. A lot of people view hope as kind of like, I wish upon a star, you know. Boy, I hope something good happens to me today because yesterday was just a really bad day. That is the way that many people view hope. Biblical hope is not a wishful fantasy or just hoping that there's a little bit of reprieve, but the grace of God, which enables us to stand, it also causes us to rejoice because of the hope, which is a confident expectation in God and in his promises. And here, the confident expectation is of the glory of God. We have a future that is filled with the glory of God. The journey for believers is that he is taking us from glory to glory. And so sometimes that transition, that promotion, it can be a little bit of a bumpy ride. Because it's not because God is a bad driver. It's because we get acclimated to one level, and then God wants to take us to a different level of awareness of his glory. And that means that we've got to walk through some difficult seasons where the grace of God is essential for us to stand in peace through faith, through the blood of Jesus Christ. And we see that the grace of God that was present at the last level is now present at the next level. And what we rejoiced in the past sets us up to be able to rejoice that we have the confident expectation that the end result of whatever we're facing is going to be a greater awareness of the glory of God. So if you are wondering what's going on, God does not have you into a position of the status quo. He's got you in a condition of spiritual growth. And so our hope, our confident expectation is not just in our past experience, but it is in the Lord, who was Lord over our past experience, who's Lord over our future experience, and is Lord over our here and now. His sovereignty, the nature of his kingdom, the nature of his peace, all of that is radically different than the world has to offer. So I want you to realize that you have access. Make sure you use that access. I've got something that I used to be able to access, and I can no longer access it. I had a lock that I had the combination for, and I forgot the combination because I didn't use the lock for a while. And even though I thought I had the combination, I didn't have it. And so I lost access to it. So I had to go out and get a different access code. There is no other accessible substitute for faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we access by faith. It gets us to grace. That grace enables us to stand, and it causes us to rejoice, knowing that we are going to see the glory of God in a way that we have never seen it before. Verse number 3 says this, Romans 5, verse 3, And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations. Glory in tribulations. That is something that is a little bit difficult for us to do. So let's take a look at what tribulations are first. Tribulations, biblically, are troubles that cause pressure. Troubles that cause pressure. So how do you glory in tribulations, things that increase the pressure in your life? Well, that word glory means that we boast in them. Okay, because here's what I know about God. God never sets his people up to fail. He sets us up to succeed. He may set us up to where there is something inside of our character that is revealed, but he doesn't do that to humiliate us. He does that so we can get it under the blood, so he can bring transformation into our life, so that our testimony is not about our failure, but it is about the sufficiency of Christ. There's a song we used to sing, "Look What the Lord Has Done." And we can boast about what he's done, but he's not done yet. He's still looking to cause our testimony to increase more and more. What happens is when the troubles of life cause external pressure upon us, the ability to stand is based upon this. 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is within us than he that is within the world. So our pressure, our internal pressure to boast in the Lord is greater than the restrictive capabilities that the tribulations of life may try to bring about us. So, those tribulations, you've got troubles, I got troubles, all God's people got troubles. We have those troubles and they cause us pressure, but they are not without effect. Let me share with you what it says. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations. Listen to this word, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. There is something that is going to come out of this that's not going to be negative. It is going to be positive. It is going to be something that is essential. So what is it that it produces? It produces perseverance. Well, that a lot of times people think that's just like the Energizer Bunny. You just keep going and going and going and going and going. What that word perseverance means is it means steadfastness. That your character, your faith in God is going to be just as real, just as evident, just as present during this tribulation as it was during any other problem you faced. So the magnitude of the problems that I face now are more significant than the problems that I faced when I was younger. The scope, the number of people I watch over spiritually, those things have all increased. And the fact that I can know that God is still on the throne, God is able to deal with all of these things, that he is going to produce something for his glory out of this, means that I'm able to take that stand because of what I've seen him do in the past. So the steadfastness says this. There's a combination of two words. And in the book of Revelation, it talks about this situation calls for the patient endurance of the saints. It's not just patience. It's the patience to endure. It means that timing is in God's hands. Timing's not in my hands. Timing is not in the enemy's hands. When Jesus parts the eastern sky and comes to take his bride to be with him forever, the timing for that, in spite of all of the people who've written all of these books, well, it's going to happen at such and such a time, and, you know, 87 reasons why it's going to happen in 1987. Whoops, 88 reasons why it's going to happen in 1988. The timing is not my issue. It's not in my area of responsibility. Therefore, it should not be my concern. You know, Jesus told the disciples, it's not yours to know the times and the seasons. God's got that under control. What I am responsible for is to allow my past experiences and my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the grace he's given me, the joy he's given me, the confident expectation he's given me, that in this problem, he is going to come through to the glory of God, and so I will patiently endure. It's not passive, it's active. And it can be very strategic. So we make the most out of every opportunity. So we do not quit on Jesus when the challenges become difficult. You know, Jesus turned to the disciples, I believe it's in John chapter 6, somewhere around verse number 66 too, I believe. And he turns to the disciples because all of these thousands of people who have benefited from his miracles are now leaving because they heard a difficult teaching. And he turns to the disciples and says, are you leaving too? And Peter's response is, where would we go? You alone have the words of eternal life. That's the type of patient endurance that says, whatever anybody else decides to do, that's between them and God. But as for me, as for my house, as for Merit Assembly of God, we are going to keep our eyes on Jesus even when difficult seasons happen, because there's no other source of life, no other source of wisdom, no one else worthy of praise and glory and honor than him. Pulling the escape hatch is not an option. You know, it's not just patient endurance when it comes to our spiritual life. Sometimes when you are doing a difficult job, you just have no other option but to go ahead and, under the wisdom and the counsel of God, pursue with the wisdom of God to accomplish the task. I'm not really enjoying this, but quitting isn't going to make it better. It would make it worse. And so we go ahead and we persevere and we endure. Your marriage requires patient endurance, because the person your spouse is married to isn't perfect. That's you. That's me. And the person you're married to is not perfect either. We are a work in progress. A church is a work in progress. It calls for patient endurance of the saints. Can I tell you that there was a time when I was under such pressure financial pressure for my family. That at one point in time, I had set a timeline that I needed some relief from God. And if it didn't happen, I was going to go and find something else to do. I want you to understand that's not wisdom. Wisdom does not ever say to the all-wise God, God, I could do a better job leading my life than you can. That's not wisdom. That was foolishness. I am so thankful for the mercy of God, who was Lord over that very difficult season in my life and brought me through to the point that I said, you know what? I am never going to embrace that mindset of trying to dictate terms to God, thinking about actually throwing in the towel and walking away. I'm not going to ever do that again, because I've seen that He is God even during difficult circumstances. If you're facing hardship today, I want to encourage you, thank God for the grace that He's given you through Jesus Christ. You can stand. You can stand successfully. You can stand in steadfastness. You can stand in patient endurance, and you can stand in character. For many people in our society right now, character is only utilized when it's convenient. If lying is more expeditious for their goals, they will lie to you instead of tell you the truth. And in doing so, they've revealed their character, and then they will lie to you about the character that they've revealed. Here's what I want you to set this goal, is that when we are standing, that God is refining our character so that our character reflects His nature, not the fallen character of those around us. God is still working on me to make me what I ought to be. There's an old song that uses that line. And I can tell you this, God is still working on you, because here's something you may not hear. God is extremely interested in your character and my character. He wants us to be people of sincere character, people without hypocrisy, people who will reflect the nature of God in the way that they interact with people. And then the last thing is that it says that because of character, character produces hope. That's that confident expectation that God is who He said He is, and He's going to do exactly what He wants to do. We'll talk more about hope next time. You have a blessed day. We'll see you next time here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.